Zwerg, Zwerg, Burg, Zwerg, 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 Bung, Zwerg, 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 Burg, Zwerg, 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 Bung, Zwerg, 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 Zwerg,
two guys and a beatboxing robot. Goodbye, robot. Wow, that was a great introduction. See you later, robot. Bye, robot. They can't see me waving. I'm waving anyways. Well, hello, fellow listeners who haven't heard. Why did you throw the cup on the ground? Well, that's what the robot leaving. That was
through the water. Yeah, I know.
Well, these are no carpets, I guess.
Oh, oh man,
clean up later.
Yeah, of course.
Mop anyway.
We need to do more than mop.
Yeah, I know. This house is getting pretty dirty.
But yeah, we're back. I guess we'll reinstate this for the winner. I don't mess the words up. No, we're back for the winter. We'll start recording, try to on a regular basis again. For the winter. And then probably quit again next summer because
we won't have time.
But for the winter, we're back. And you need to know that.
Because material.
Yes, very important.
Material safety data sheet.
No, it's been a long time since we recorded. I mean, like, when was the last one? In April, probably?
Maybe June? Beginning?
We were living here when it happened, so it had to be in June. No, we were living here in April. Yeah, yeah. It was probably April then.
Yeah?
I don't think we did one in June.
No, might have not have done.
No, it was a long time ago.
But yeah, those months of darkness are now over.
No, those are the months of lightness, the months of darkness are to come. If you live in Canada, Dean.
Yeah, but we were dark because we weren't there.
Oh, you mean that? Oh, like the audio darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Can you have audio darkness?
Audio darkness is always there because it's just a noise.
You know what I think they should invent?
What?
Speaking of audio darkness, this would be the coolest thing ever. I don't know if I've talked about this before or not, but oh well. They need to invent a music sound, like a sound that isn't a sound, like a black noise. You know, if you have white noise, right? Like. Sound?
Yeah.
They need a black noise. So like you have it on like on your iPod or whatever, it's just called black noise and it's not rap.
It took me a second to clear.
Yeah, I'm like looking at him like come on. No, you put it in your ears and it blocks out like it's a deafening no sound. It puts negative sound essentially.
Yeah.
So it'd be like putting in earmuffs but better because and you turn the volume up, and you would deafen out more noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would red noise be?
Blood. Like some kind of zombie infestation?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was slightly worried, you know, because I went and saw the new Resident Evil last weekend.
How was
it? It was good.
Dude, it was like 2 days ago.
Last weekend. A parallel universe where weekends are 24 hours.
Yeah. What?
Don't ask questions.
But it was last week because it's Sunday, and Sunday's the beginning of the week.
True, so theoretically it was last weekend. Because
Sundays are my only day off. It kind of sucks.
Yeah, but you're making a fortune.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, it was a good movie. It was good. Yeah, I'd recommend seeing it after you see all the other Resident Evil, because otherwise it doesn't make sense. You have to watch them all and then see it.
See, I still haven't watched the fourth one. I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, it came out like 2010, dude.
I know.
2 years ago. Anyways, I came to a conclusion that the first time ever where I thought, man, it'd be scary to be in a zombie apocalypse. They're scary looking things.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like, could you imagine if a zombie just came flying out of the closet?
I'd throw a cup of water at him.
Well, it wouldn't do much, would it? No.
Like, I've got 4 years.
This massive mug might be a better weapon than a glass of water.
That's why we need to buy baseball bats.
I don't know, dude. This mug could be pretty hefty. I mean, like,
the cold. Yeah, it might smash.
Good point.
Then we wouldn't have a source to drink beer out of.
Well, we have other glasses, but.
You can drink it out of a can or the bottle.
Yeah,
it comes,
but
you need a mug.
That would be the first thing to go in a zombie apocalypse, of course, would be the alcohol.
Yeah, it would be a sad world. No more alcohol being brewed. Wonder if everything shut down in the world and humanity started to die down from some type of disease or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
Wonder how long the food source would last.
Like the food that we have already.
Yeah. How long would it last? Like, how much stuff do they got stockpiled up there?
Yeah. Well, it's like, I mean, dry goods, like canned stuff, will go on forever, right? I mean, that stuff lasts years.
But how much do they have?
Well, I have enough rations to,
you have a lot of rations.
To, last me a few years, so. Yeah. But yeah, the army would have, like, a ton of, like, they probably have storages and storages of rations and others.
Yeah. Like, wonder how long it would take for humanity to die down.
To run out of food?
To run out of food.
If we stop producing food.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question that I can't give you an answer to.
Yeah.
It's a scary concept.
I remember hearing something or reading something, I can't remember, but if humanity died, everybody died.
Instantly. All at once.
All at once, it would
take... That would be an incredible
disaster.
Of awesomeness.
I mean, what? It would be just about as bad as...
Death.
Yeah.
It'd be almost as bad as dying. It really would be.
It would be. Like,
just about almost as bad as dying.
Yeah. But anyway,
yeah.
If everybody died at once, it would take about 7 years for the race of humanity to disappear. All evidence of human life to disappear within 7 years.
Well, then it was
years.
In like 5 hours, most of the nuclear reactors would just blow up because there's nobody to monitor them.
I have no idea.
And all the levels would just, yeah.
Yeah.
It would take very long. Yeah, the nuclear reactors would just become unstable, and then we'd have nuclear explosions everywhere, and then there'd be a nuclear fallout. Yeah, it'd be bad.
Yeah. And then Earth would look like the moon.
No.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't.
Why not?
Because it wouldn't. Because there'd still be life on the Earth.
No!
Cockroaches.
Oh, yeah, cockroaches.
They live through everything.
Yeah.
So it would change us.
Yeah.
No, we can't live through change us. I tested it. No,
you're
I didn't.
Sick man. But anyway.
I had a little mini chainsaw, and I put cockroaches in a pit, and I amputated their arms and gave them chainsaws. And I was like, go! And I shot at them with a gun because it scares them. And they went crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did you do this?
You were sleeping.
Yeah, so of course I was sleeping.
Yeah. You missed the gunshot, of course.
Yeah. I was very tired. Very tired that
day. Oh, yeah, very.
Sleep through anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last Wednesday, probably, right?
Oh, probably last Wednesday.
Yeah.
Was that the one day? Was it Wednesday? That you were like
really
20
tired?
Hours of overtime?
28.
8 hours of overtime? Something nuts.
Yeah. That was a tiring day.
I bet it was.
I had an ESP moment.
Oh, yeah, you can tell them about the ESP moment.
Yeah.
Because it's a long story.
Yeah, it is a long story, and it's...
I'll go over here and handle fire torches.
Okay. Wait.
Those of you can't see, honestly, Dean we have all these cups on the table, and Dean
we were playing beer pong last night.
Threw one off the table, and it landed on right side up
with
like
water,
half the water in it, obviously. So. In a puddle of the other one that he knocked over when the robot left.
Yeah,
I mean the robot left over. Robot left.
Yeah. Well, that was the sound of you juggling torches.
Oh, water splash. Which is a great sound for juggling fire torches.
Okay, so anyway, back to the story. So I was at work, and all this stuff was going down. And there was this contractor that was working on the railroad with us. And we were talking for a little bit. And like the entire conversation, I'm like, I know this guy from somewhere. Like, I just know him. Don't know why. Like, I just, for some reason, I know him. And felt like he'd never introduced herself. Like, I didn't know his name at this point in time, and he didn't know my name. And about probably 20 minutes or so into the conversation and talking to him and stuff like that, I go, is your name Travis? And he kind of stops for a second. He goes, he stops for a second and goes, yeah, my name is Travis. I go, that's weird.
Ouch.
I had no idea.
Sorry, bring myself.
Oh,
the fire torches. The fire torches. Yeah.
So I'm like, I have no idea why I know you, but like, this is weird. He goes, okay, so like, where are you from? Like, what do you do? We'll figure this out. I go, I'm a raft guy, like in Grand Cache. I'm like, have you ever been rafting before? He goes, not in Grand Cache. I'm like, no idea. And then, you know, he goes, oh, wait, do you know a girl named Lisa? I go, yeah. Dude, that was a cool trick. You just, like, threw that behind your back.
Watch me eat it.
I go, yeah, like, she came by, like, a couple months back, and I'm like, I took her hiking and stuff like that. She's, right? And, I goes, yeah, that's my girlfriend. I'm like, I still don't know why I know you, but, like, it's just weird. Like, why did I know his name? And, like, I knew his girlfriend, but still, like...
I'm a human top.
I never met the guy before. It's
just, I don't know. Did he have a name tag on?
He didn't have a name tag. It was weird.
That is kind of weird. Maybe you have telekinesis powers.
I haven't really.
And you're gonna control the world one day because you have telekinesis powers, and it's written in fate that those with telekinesis powers will rule the world.
Yeah.
It's written in stone.
Written in stone inside the Bible.
Yeah. Wait, what? The Bible's not in stone.
It was.
What?
Yeah.
No, it was always on paper, I'm pretty sure.
Nope.
The Ten Commandments were written on stone.
No.
But.
The Bible was first written by the name.
Stone.
Stone. On stone.
With stone.
With stone. 640 pages of stone.
By Stonians.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Stonyites.
Yeah.
Wait. People from Uganda are called what?
Ugandians.
Ugandians. Or yeah. Ugandiates.
Ugandians.
Ugandans. Wait, anyways, so...
Why'd you bring that up?
I don't... It just popped in my head. Anyway, okay. Now this popped in my head. But people from Slave Lake... You know what people from Slave Lake are called?
Slave Lakers?
Slavers. People from Slave Lake are called slavers.
That's cool.
Yeah. And Grand Prairie or Grand Prairieites, I think. Are the ins or the ons?
Hers.
Can we just pick one? Like, why do we have all these other prefixes?
Because it doesn't prefixes? Fit.
No, it's not. It's a suburb.
Like, if we're Canadians... Chinesians.
Yeah, but it sounds...
Chinians?
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 Yeah.
It doesn't sound stupid.
It's Indians and Russian, not Russians.
Indonesians.
Indonesians. And Cambodians.
Cambodiers.
Cambodiites.
Cambodians.
Cambodians.
Cambodians. Cambesians.
This is turning into like that time when we were on the raft on the overnight trip we made this summer. And we were taking J words. Was it H words?
No, it was J words.
We had like jet boat horses or something.
Yeah. We had to think of a word that started with the letter J.
And we were like, trying to use all the J words that we possibly could, and the last person to not think of a J word lost. But it got to the point where
we were
fabricating words out of thin air completely.
Yeah. Like they it would start with a real J word.
Like jet.
And then we'd say jet boat.
And then I think it said jet horse. After jet boat.
Like, we were just adding, like, a bunch of stuff like that.
And we had Rachel within our raft.
She wasn't.
Not that Rachel. Rachel, German Rachel.
She was in our raft?
No, Marco was. It was Marco. Sorry, yeah, because all the girls in the other raft, except for Yoga. He's got long hair, so anyways. No, but yeah, Marco's in the boat, okay? Marco's from Holland. He speaks English. At that point in time, he wasn't as great as he was at the end of the summer.
But he was just looking at us.
And he's sitting in the raft. Oh my god.
We are retarded, but.
But, like, this poor Dutch guy. And we get like, camp, and we're setting up camp, and we're talking about it. And he's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure most of those weren't words, but I couldn't tell because he doesn't speak English, so he doesn't know jet horse. it was really bad.
Yeah.
And we had jet car, and it was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miss the summer. Sucks it's over.
Yeah.
The winter's gonna be good.
Winter's gonna be good.
Yeah.
Just because of that full helmet.
Yeah? You're gonna order one of them, eh?
Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
And I'm gonna have money to buy a shield.
Dean's buying a Link shield. A Hyrule? Is that right?
Yeah.
Hy what?
It's like, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's like Hylian.
Yeah. Hylian?
Hylane?
I'm sure. Where's Hyrule? Hylane? Hyrule.
It's Hyrule, yeah.
Okay, but the shield isn't called a Hyrule shield. It's called a
Hylian
shield.
Hylian.
Somebody please let us know. Put a picture.
Jared will know.
Jared, yeah, on Facebook, let us know how to pronounce it somehow. Yeah, because others are going to sound like idiots, which we do anyways. So
yeah.
I don't think
great game. Favorite game ever invented.
I've never played them all. But I remember the one for the Game Boy where you started off and it's raining. And you start off in the little house and it's raining, and then you go outside and you follow your uncle and he dies or something like that, and you go and you take his shield and his sword, and then you enter the castle.
Hmm.
That one. No. Yeah, you do. That's like the main late game.
No.
Yeah. Ocarina. And you hold A down and you go, blah, blah, and then he spins in a circle. And of course, you know, Link, or Zelda logic is, of course, that you break leaves and money comes out of them.
Yeah.
Obviously. And I feel so bad for the...
You know what's funny?
Pot owners?
The pot. What? BC money really does grow on trees.
That's funny. But no, I feel bad for all the shop owners in the Zelda games because, you know, they get all their pots nice and set up. You just go in there and break everything for rubies.
Yeah.
Like some kind of jerk.
It cleans up after itself. It just, once you break it, it just shatters and then...
Why can't we have that? That'd be great. You just drop a beer can, beer bottle.
Yeah, like those cups would be gone by now.
Yeah, like why can't we have cleaning up houses?
It's some type of incinerator on the floor. Just, but if you walked, that would really hurt.
Well, you'd have to wear a special shoe. Man, that's a lot of work just to have. That's
might as well just sweep it up.
As well, just be less.
Or just don't break the jars.
Yeah, well, that's a good. We haven't broken anything in the house yet. So,
although in that game, like if you hit a chicken,
it squawks.
No. Did the chicken
that was a terrible chicken impersonation.
I don't know how to do a chicken screaming. You can do a very good chicken, but
yeah, but not a dying screaming chicken. But
yeah, all the chickens like gang up on you. Like that's great teamwork.
Don't they do that in Skyrim too? Don't the chickens attack you if you hit them?
No.
There's another game.
Like it was full death chicken pecking on you. You would die. Yeah, they would kill and sauce out of you.
Man with shield and sword killed by chickens. What a terrible headline.
Yeah, that is.
Imagine the gruesome picture. And the poor CIA people. Well, what do you think killed them? His peck to the forehead might have been it. But that one on his butt. I don't know what that one. And then
all these lacerations to his pecker.
Man,
that was sad.
That was so punny. I almost cluckled.
That was not very good.
I was trying to pull something from chicken and a pun, and it was bad. It was like a pizza pie.
Actually, speaking of chicken, Thanksgiving's coming up here soon.
Oh, yes.
Next weekend.
Is that really already happening?
Yeah.
Well, for us, of course, in the States, it's like they got in November or something. Schedule. Too, but I mean, States.
Yeah.
But, you know, their schedule's always messed up.
That's really sad. If you ask if you ask someone,
crying people,
no.
Blind mimes.
If you ask someone from the United States of America where they're from, they'd say they're American.
Yeah.
Are they from America?
America.
But that's an entire continent.
Yeah, North America and South America. Yeah, they're from the States.
Yeah.
But so what are they? United Stadians?
United States of Americans.
That's a long title.
Yeah, but still, like,
it is weird that they get the title of Americans
when
they're not even. I mean, we own more of North America than they do.
Yeah, like I don't really understand it.
They were here first.
Come in here, just boom.
Well, no, I guess the Mexicans were here first.
The Mexicans, the Indians,
and them too.
Yeah,
the Aboriginal people,
Aboriginal tribes.
So really, we should be calling them the Americans.
Yeah,
not these European wannabes.
You know, I can get my treaty card.
You have enough native to get your treaty card?
Yeah.
That's kind of sad. I can't. I don't have enough.
Yeah.
On like the grand scale of a banana, I have like as much native in me as a seed in a banana. But you can't even see.
Apparently, I don't know where, like the half-breed, something like that.
Half-breed.
That's actually what they called it.
I've got a half-breed of native in me.
That's actually what they called it. It was the half-breeds.
Really? Yeah. So like some kind of bad movie. Yeah. The half-breeds.
Apparently my grandma or something like that was a half-breed, so... I don't really know.
The hybrids versus the
I think
half-breeds.
That's why I like whiskey so much. That like, might have been a racist.
What a racist episode.
I can't eat... It's not racist. I'm native.
It's not racist. It's racist in light of itself.
Yeah, it's stereotypical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you see a native guy beating me up, he's doing it.
Because he loves me.
Because we're brothers, and that's what brothers... They fight sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing
like
it
like Civil War.
Doing it out of the respect of the land.
Yeah.
What?
What? It's like the American Civil War.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just brothers, so that they were just fighting because the two brothers did. And
so.
Killing each other.
They didn't want black people anymore, and the other guys were like, yeah, we still need black slaves. And then they fought.
That's what the Civil War was about?
That's something like that.
We shouldn't like to history at all. We're just going to screw it up.
It was like,
and then Abraham came down on a
Abraham
unicorn.
Lincoln,
and
no.
I'm pretty sure at some point in time there was UFOs. But that might have been
on the
closer
Simpsons.
To the Holocaust, but farther away from Judgment Day. I'm not sure.
I believe the Civil War was Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Linking everybody together.
And he was like the North. And then the South still wanted slavery. And he like said no. And then the Civil War.
We got no slavery up in this.
I'm not exactly 100%
sure.
You
see that new movie that they have with Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah, that
Abraham
one.
Lincoln the Vampire Slayer or something stupid.
I've seen previews. I wasn't going to watch it though.
There you were. Whatever, you watched that stupid freaking the 40-year-old version who knocked up Sarah Marshall's
and felt super bad about it.
It
was like a scary movie type of movie, just like super stupid, but it was the stupidest movie.
I was just
I've
listening
seen.
To it, and it was terrible.
I almost couldn't make it through it. I
can't believe you watched it all, actually.
Yeah.
I walked into the room and watched about 3 seconds of it, and I think that was when... What did they call it? It wasn't McLovin. He was somebody else.
McAnal-Lovin.
Gets in this cop car, which the cops from Superbad when they take him anyway.
And the really funny part is that the characters from the... In the movie kind of actually looked like the characters.
Yeah,
they
were doubles. They weren't that bad.
The fat kid from Superbad... Well, he's not fat anymore, but he used to be fat. Like,
he's not fat anymore?
No, he lost a lot of weight.
For which role? What's he doing now?
The Moneyball.
He was still big in 21 Jump Street. Wait, that's the same guy? No,
that's the same guy.
Yeah, it's the same guy.
Yeah, but he's a lot skinnier now.
Yeah, he's skinnier there too, I guess. Yeah. Anyways.
He lost a lot of weight for Moneyball.
What's Moneyball?
It was with Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt. Pitt Brad. Bad Pitt.
Arm Pitt.
Bad Pitt hair.
Yeah.
Is what I was thinking. Of course. I don't want to think of Bad Pitt hair. But we digress. What were we talking about? I don't even remember. Movie, that retarded thing that you were watching. It
was
sad.
That was a bad movie.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, and then, so yeah.
You were talking about Abraham's Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, it was because we were talking about dumb movies. Really.
No, we were talking about Civil War, and then you're like...
Well...
Yeah, I can't remember half the stuff we talked
about anymore. I don't know, dude. I mean, frick, we're 20 minutes in now, and I really don't remember what started this conversation.
The robot beatboxer.
That's right, the robot beatboxer. Who may make a cameo appearance at some point in time. A cameo appearance.
How do you make a cameo in
You influence the people listening so much that they hallucinogenic bubble-ite about you. And they see things. I wouldn't say hallucinate, but hallucinogenic came out, so I tried to twist it.
You hallucinate to the ears.
Well, because our voices have so much power and enthusiasm and promise and gift.
And audacity.
And audacity. Not prepared. Anyways, that it floats into your cerebellum, which is high up in your limbic system. And it messes with your frontal lobe. No, it messes with your occipital lobes, which is your eyes. And it the brain waves, the sound waves... trigger neurons to fire in rapid succession, causing you to hallucinate about what you're actually seeing and witnessing.
Through the ears.
Yeah. Like, you could be being attacked by rubber chickens. That can't
no,
sound
just
because they're rubber chickens. Like the funky ones. You get the gag chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're squeaking.
Yeah.
That's a little bit better.
That was better, but that was a squawking chicken, not a dying one, so. They'll give it to you. It's okay.
Yeah, I need like a D minor for it.
Yeah. D minor. But I think that's good. We're hitting the longness period here. But you stay classy,
safe.
San Diego. But mainly. Thanks for stopping by. Oh, and don't eat yellow snow.